This is the Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Oil prices held steady and New York shares closed higher as investors await the release of the latest official news on US unemployment on Friday. Kerry Leahy at Decision Economics gave me his view of the trading day on Wall Street.
Today was one of those days that the market was up and down and actually ended the day slightly higher when you got a better sense of some stability in oil prices so far this week. But I wouldn't make much of the trading. The so-called macroeconomic numbers were mixed. We had a little disappointment on the service sector, and we had a decent orders number. Claims are fairly low, but that wasn't really driving things. It was really the sense that maybe oil prices weren't going to jerk around too much today, and you got a little help there.
And the all-important official monthly jobs figures, the news on unemployment in the United States, comes out on Friday. What are investors expecting out of that, and what are Americans expecting out of that?
I would think the report will be all right. There is an advanced snapshot coming out a little earlier in the week on Wednesday from an employment survey called ADP, and that number was pretty good. So I expect the market's looking for a number at least above 150,000 additional workers. But they're looking for an okay report, and in particular they'll probably be watching to see whether or not wages keep edging up, which would be another sign of a healthier labor market.
And there was a big rise in the share value of an energy company called Chesapeake, up by about a quarter today. This is quite a complicated story, but just explain what happened today and what the backstory to this is.
Well, Chesapeake is one of these go-go energy companies, particularly in the natural gas area, that has been accused of rigging their bids, so to speak. And there is some sense today, which was the new news, that perhaps that prosecution by federal and other regulators may actually not happen, and so there was a relief trade on the fact that perhaps this legal cloud over the company may be dissipating.
Kerry Leahy, well, the Dow indeed edged up about a third of a percent at 16,943. Earlier, the 100 share index, the main share index here in London, was down a third of a percent at 6,130. April New York Light crude up 3 cents at $34.69 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.